Let's talk. John Brown.
It's the time of the week we go to our man in Catalonia and indeed our man in Spain, English.com, Tim Parfitt. Tim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Giles. How are you? Man in Catalonia. I love it.
Well, exactly. The Conde de Catalunya, or the Corresponde de Catalunya. Yes.
Very good.
Lots to crack on with today because, obviously, the seemingly eternal Spanish holidays are over. The peques have gone back to school. You can almost hear the sounds of relief from Cadiz to Catalunya. So, therefore, it also means that the politicians have had to drag their lazy so-and-sos back into Madrid or wherever they are. And if...
Well, yeah. you say that, Charles, but we've actually got a holiday still in Barcelona today. It's the Mercy holiday, San Mercy holiday. And actually, locally here in Sitges, we had the Santa Tecla holiday yesterday. So it's still going on, you know. The Catalans don't want to go back to work yet, but I think they're going to have to next week.
Well, you see, they've almost a puente there, aren't they? So they can basically spin this one out to next Monday, if they time it right.
Yeah, you did right.
Now then, if you were playing using a word beginning with the word C and keep it clean at the back, but corruption and scandal and enchufe and the way that Spain has done business politically, seemingly for centuries. What's going on, Tim?
Well, I think we should call it the word beginning with A, Giles. Alleged corruption.
Oh, sorry, yes, indeed.
Alleged corruption.
Thank you. My legal department salutes you, Tim. Go on.
It's all coming to a head. It's all coming to a head in the sense that some of these cases that have been we've been discussing for most of the year are now coming to trial. Two of them specifically, and in fact, another one has been announced this morning. Although we're trying to make head and tail of it because it's a bit odd what the judge is saying. The first one, there's two this week, and of course they're slightly. Well, they're not related directly, but the president of the regional government in Madrid, your friend,
yes, Isabel Díaz, let them eat pizza.
Are you so? She's actually tried to draw a parallel between the two of them, and she's actually said, this one's only going to trial because of the other one. You know, she's always pointing the finger at the Pedro Sanchez's socialist-led government. Anyway, let's explain what they are. The first one is related to her. It's a judge has ordered the trial of a guy and a businessman called Alberto González Amador, and he is the partner of the regional president of Madrid, Isabel Díaz Ayuso, who is she's the darling, as many have called her, the darling of the PP, yep. The right-wing opposition. She's a very popular populist president in Madrid. Anyway, the case is quite an important one because it's also actually provoked the trial, which is going to go ahead, of Spain's attorney general, which is, there's no date set for that, but that's also going to go ahead because he's accused of leaking information about this case. So that's a separate issue. So in a sense, this they're linked in that way. But this case, it's Alberto González Amador, and I believe there are six or probably even 10 others that are going to go on trial for alleged crimes against the public treasury, falsification of commercial documents, something that's called continuous accounting fraud, and participation in a criminal group. The continuous accounting fraud is actually been brought by two political parties, the Mas Madrid Party, which is a left-wing group in Madrid, and also PSOE, the Socialist Party in Madrid, against this businessman. And this case has been really going on for some time. The accusations have been flying for months. I mean, he's accused of defrauding nearly 400,000 from the tax authorities. Again, all stemming from the purchase of face masks. You know, it all goes back to the COVID era. So this is finally going to go to trial. And I believe there's about another six or seven or probably nine other businessmen involved in this. He's obviously stated he's innocent. And Ayuso has always been accusing that the accusations against her partner are simply because he is her partner, and that they're coming from the Socialist Party of Sanchez. No. She's also said that she anything that he is accused of doing, he did before she met him, but that's actually not true. One of the newspapers that's really been digging into this is El Diario.es, the online newspaper. So that's one case that's coming. That's one case that's coming to trial. And the other case that's coming to trial, which we already knew, but he was appealing against it going to trial, is the brother of Pedro Sanchez, David Sanchez. This was announced yesterday, and he is also facing trial in the region of Extremadura in a provincial court in Badajoz, actually. David Sanchez is accused basically of alleged misconduct during his time as the region's head of performing arts. He's a trained classical musician,
right?
And he is being accused, and actually the local government there in Badajoz, which is again a socialist government, they've been accused of creating a position for him, creating a public post for him, you know. And so it's a very political trial. It's a political trial, if you want, directly. I'm sorry.
Here's the thing, Tim, because I do a phone-in show on a Tuesday, and I had Andres Gallardo and Claudio De Torre, two sort of commentators, in yesterday.
Yeah.
It's always, you know, going back to all the, if those with very long memories will know, the Franco's brother-in-law, was it Serrano Sunia? It seems to be this whole, you know, I talk about enchufe, the oiling of the wheels, but it does seem to be, you know, standard practice, doesn't matter if, you know, we had the whole thing with the Infanta's brother, you know, the handball player. It seems to be this thing, if you are related to a, I think, you know, we should actually now demand that our politicians take vows of poverty and chastity or whatever, because it seems to be the situation that if you are linked to somebody, you know, and it has always been the same, there is this sort of knock-on effect that you can grease the palms and whatever, and you can see why people are sort of throwing their hands in the air going, this is, because, you know, it seems to be across all parties that this is happening.
We see it in other countries as well, Charles, as well, don't we? I mean, in the UK as well and so forth. But I think you're right that there's always an element of corruption in Spain. But this, I think, in at the moment, this is, it goes back to also what Sanchez, I'm not trying to defend Sanchez at all here, but what he said at the beginning of September on a radio and on actually broadcast TV national news, national broadcast interview he had, and he said, you know, there are judges in Spain doing politics and politicians trying to do justice. Mm. And this is the quote that he said, because he's obviously defending his brother and his wife. We haven't mentioned her, but she's also facing trial over alleged influence peddling for her, the job she had at a university in Madrid. And I think one of the issues in Spain is the way that these judges are appointed. Don't ask me to explain it in detail, because it's quite complex. Yeah. But there's the GPCJ, which is the Board of Judges, and each political party is allowed to appoint a number of judges to this board. I'm simplifying it, but that's basically what it is. So there is a political system in Spain of appointing, you know, judges, and I think that is the part of it. I mean, the judge that is targeting Pedro Sanchez's wife, even the public prosecutor in Spain and the prosecutor's offices and the Supreme Court are saying that there's nothing to investigate here, and this judge is clearly has links to the right wing groups, far right groups, and some of the newspapers are just like taking the mickey out of this guy. I mean, he's His original accusations and investigations stem from rumours printed in newspapers, not gossip, but, unverified facts that Sanchez's wife was influence peddling and receiving bribes and everything. And there's been no conclusion. Even the people that started the rumours was surprised, I think, that it's gone so far, So there's a political influence that some of the judges have. I say some, that's very important to say that.
Let's move away from the labyrinth and who said, she said, then. Because obviously yesterday, quite an interesting day, in inverted commas. Yeah. I think we'll say at the UN yesterday was, the President of the United States going totally off printer and for an hour. The Spanish King is speaking today in the UN. This could be very interesting indeed because he made some very interesting remarks about the situation in Gaza.
Last week he was actually visiting Egypt and he actually said, which is quite rare for him, he doesn't often comment so directly on international affairs, but he said he acknowledged that his trip to the region was taking place at a turbulent and tragic time. But then he went on to say, he said, that there was an unspeakable suffering of hundreds of thousands of innocent people due to the response that Israel had made on the brutal terrorist attack by Hamas. And so he directly linked it to what the response, this unspeakable suffering of hundreds of thousands of innocent people was not just the Hamas attack on Israel. He was talking about the response, almost the disproportionate response. He didn't use that word, but that's what he was referring to. And he said also the total devastation of Gaza, which is very rare for a monarch to put himself into that. And of course, it's very interesting, Giles. I find it quite fascinating because this subject matter, and I'm sure you don't want to get into it in too much detail, but this whole Israel Gaza and the genocide issue and recognizing Palestine and so forth. What I see is now totally become a dividing point for the right and the left parties everywhere. From the United States, from Trump, and from in the UK and also in Spain. I mean, a minute's silence in the Spanish Congress just early this week, I think it was, and Vox, the far-right party here, they walked out, they didn't take part in it. And so this is a subject matter that isn't just about the humanitarian crisis. It's also clearly a political issue between the left and the right. And the fact that the king has said these words, who traditionally is very, very much admired by the right wing and far right parties, has actually really pleased the government. And they're hoping, Sanchez's government are hoping, that he's going to come out with even more comments like this at the UN today. And the People's Party in the middle, they're sort of like dithering on. They haven't actually ever used the word genocide yet, but they, again, Ayuso and the former president of the party, Aznar, are very, very pro is what Israel is doing at the moment. But the current leader, he has spoken that there's a humanitarian crisis. Now, Sanchez and his government, as they've been one of the
vocal. First, I think what you're looking for is vocal here on this one, to put it hardly.
And since, they were very, with Norway and Ireland and I think Sweden, they were one of the first countries in Europe to recognise a Palestine state. And now you've got Macron, you've got Starmer, you've got many others doing it. And so I think Sanchez, we could link back to the corruption. I think Sanchez on the international stage at the moment, even though Trump loathes him, he's got an enemy with Trump. I think Sanchez is actually saving face a lot for himself and his party. Speaking up like this, and if he has the king on his side, even more so. I mean, I think the People's Party will have to say something soon. That's my take on it.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, obviously, it's because of the labyrinth, like I said before, the corruption scandals going on at the moment, the fact that, you know, he's having, you know, we are stuck in almost a sick parliament where he's trying to, we can't put a budget out in Spain at the moment still.
No.
And so it's much, and I'm not belittling, but it's much easier to make the grand pronouncements on the international stage to look like an international statesman, as Keir Starmer is seeing at the moment, than it is. But, I mean, Sanchez is being taking the proverbial toro by the cuernos at the moment to, and people will be looking in their dictionary for that one, to impose his thing as an international statesman. I've only got a few minutes left with you, Tim, because I've got another guest literally banging on the door. But I heard a report. I don't know if you heard this. They're actually going to finish the cathedral in Barcelona. Is this fake now?
They're going to finish the cathedral in Barcelona, and I think I don't even know if they got an official building permit for this yet.
It's one
of the stories we ran several years ago. They only finally realised they didn't have a planning permit. They had to apply for it. Yeah, this is going to coincide possibly with Pope Leo the 14th visiting Barcelona next June, which is coincides with the centenary of Gaudi's death and Gaudi, who's the architect.
Because he was hit by a tram, wasn't he, admiring his work?
He was hit by a tram. I did, but I tell people
that's the fact. That's one of the facts that I know, and it's like people go, "What?"
Well, every time I'm in Barcelona trying to cross the street, I often think, because these trams, the modern day trams, they're silent,
yes,
but they're dangerous, and I'm often thinking, Christ, I can understand how Gaudi got hit by one. We might have Pope Leo coming over next June. It's yet to be confirmed to unveil the new tower. It doesn't mean it's going to be the tallest tower in Barcelona, but it doesn't mean that the whole cathedral is finished, Charles. So you have to wait for that. That's still projected for 2035. So another 10 years.
Exactly. They just probably start. They don't have to worry about painting it like the Fourth Bridge or something like that. Tim, if people want to catch up with the latest news around Spain and try and make head or tail of what's happening in Spain,
the alleged corruption,
and when sort of Catalonia is actually back off their holidays, obviously, or actually to put in their planner so they don't get what it's like. Where's the best place to find you, Tim? Where can people go for fascinating news?
The site is spainenglish.com, Charles.
As always, Tim, a rare pleasure to speak to you. Our man, our correspondent de Catalunya, our special one in stitches. Thank you so much for your time today.
Good to speak to you, Charles.